I guess we're up to us.
Okay, God gave me the word palindrome when y'all sat down. And a palindrome, I wanted to make sure it's a word that reads the same forward as backwards. God is releasing the two of you into a time when there's going to be a tremendous amount of balance of everything. There's going to be a balance so that you can read what you teach and what you say forward, or you can read it backwards, but it's going to have the same impact wherever you go. And second, I saw God picking you up and moving you about like you're sitting in chairs, but angels came and picked you up and moved you over here and moved you over there, moved you everywhere. And in all those places, backwards or forwards, the same message was coming out. It wouldn't make any difference. There's going to be a balance. So someone could walk in, you've been in a conference for 5 days, and they could walk into your last teaching or your first teaching, and it won't make any difference. It's all going to make sense to whoever is listening or wherever they pick it up, beginning, middle, or end. Palindrome. Second, God's going to be moving you about. God's going to do it. You're not going to do it. You're not even going to have to walk. And this will come to pass. You're going to be somewhere, and they're going to pick you up in your chairs and move you somewhere else. They're going to say, don't even get up. Don't even get up. We'll take care of this. They're going to put you somewhere else in your chairs. Once again, it'll be a sign to you that you're in the right place at the right time, now doing the right thing, and fully released to do it. Third, God is going to, this is funny, but I see God coming up with a shoe brush and shining your ears. It's like buffing your ears. I know that's funny, but God gives visions that accurately reflect multiple layers of truth. God is going to burnish your hearing in this time. Burnish. He's going to burnish your hearing in this time and bring out the very precise, clear detail that He wants in this time. And it's going to be different. It's the same, but it's going to be different, and it's going to more accurately than ever reflect His glory. So it's going to be temple worthy, says the Lord. Trust what you hear. This means also, I know God enough to know when He says something like that, you better pay attention, because He's going to say things that are unexpected. The coming. All right. So I do see a book. It doesn't have to be a physical book. It can be a collection of videos. I don't know. Because it's the same thing. Whether it's a book or a collection of videos, it's a collection of publishing of God's Word. And I see in 120 days, the two of you are going to write a book. From the beginning till when you finish, 120 days, you'll have it finished, says the Lord.
So first, just want to, I didn't know that was happening. Thanks for not telling me, but it's good, because I actually, when you guys were up here, I was going to tell you this later, because it would have been wildly inappropriate in another circumstance had I known, but I was, then I just God told me that you guys needed to trade seats. And I knew what that meant. I was like, God, I can't say that in front of all these people. But I just want to kind of say that to you and to the church, that it's evident from somebody who's from the outside and knew nothing. All right. Just see you guys walking along for how many years has it been since you've been here? Yeah. Not total all the years. That's how old you are. How long have you been in this church? 93. I just see you guys for all those years just casting seed as far as you can. Indiscriminately. Just casting seed constantly. And you have paid a price for that so many times you can't. They all blend together in your memory. And there's been times when it has cost you dearly, and it felt like it wasn't costing you anything because the grace of God just flowed in, and it was like you looked back on it, God, that must have been hard, but it didn't feel like it. And there have been other times when it was deeply sorrowful and difficult just to stand here and come back on a Sunday or a Saturday and do the thing. And God sees that price. And what I see behind you as you're walking along sowing seed is when seed landed on hard ground where it wasn't going to bear fruit, Jesus picks up the seed off the ground and moves it to good ground. And that this is a season where you're going to start to see seed that you had previously and saw nothing come of it. And said, well, we were just faithful. That fruit and growth is going to come out of those places, those hard places, and those hard people, and come back to bear fruit in your life now and provision now. Even people who have been mad at you for years and years and years. And you think they're out there somewhere thinking really bad things about us. They're going to come back and not just say, I repent. You were right, but they will give you money as a sign that God saw every seed that you sowed, the seed that's landed on good ground and the seed that landed on hard ground, the seed that immediately bore fruit and the seed that you paid a deep price for and saw nothing come from it. God sees every single thing, and he has been walking behind you, picking up the seed and moving it where it's supposed to go. Even when you sowed seed and he told you not to, and you wished you never had. Why did I spend time with that person? God told me not to. God told me not to, and I did it anyway because I'm so nice. I wish I had. Even those things, you're going to see bear fruit. This is a season of fruitfulness, not a season of slowing down. It's not even a pause. It's an increase. What God's going to do. It's also a season of honor. God lifting you up in places especially where you have felt dishonored. And he's going to say over and over and over again, well done. Not in a way like it's over, but in a way to say, let's take a minute. And actually, look at what God has done. And things are going to flow in front of you as the fruitfulness comes. And part of what that's going to do is give you honor, even about the hidden things that you're, that was so dishonoring. But, you know, I'm going to suck it up and keep going. God's going to honor you. And he says, well done. This next season is a season of fruitfulness for you.
And listen, God says a great opportunity, a door of opportunity will open in India, and you will be the ones who are the standard bearers in that opportunity. Gather the team you want around you, says God. I will open a door of great opportunity. Thank you.
So as we heard the announcement tonight, I don't think it was a surprise to anyone. We were excited to hear the news officially, but I saw this train breaking through this wall and just begin to move at a high speed, a high momentum, and you and Casey were on the front of it. It like took you and accelerated you forward, and what I saw is that you're on the right track, and this thing was moving at a great speed and moving quickly, but you're prepared for it. You're prepared for these next steps. You're prepared for what's up ahead. And I heard the Lord saying, heal the land. Heal the land. Heal the land. And I'm calling you to the nation, says the Lord. I want you to heal the land. And I saw you coming and going, and I saw you taking teams. And you, the cry of your heart has been, God, I want that team that's ready. I want that team that's ready to do that next level of work. I want that team that's prepared and equipped, that can go and have that maturity. And I felt like this is the season. As you're stepping into it, the Lord is just going to, it's going to be this work of the Spirit. They're just going to begin to move as you guys move and begin to connect with you. You just heard it right now. Take the team that you want. God is going to connect you with that team to go forth in this stage of your ministry to heal the land, because that is in your DNA. I saw the two of you starting another office. I felt the Lord saying, establish another office. Almost like an office away from home. And you're going to be working here and you're going to be working there. And at times you've done that before, but it's like it's been tight. It's been like a rubber band snapping you back. You know, you haven't snapped back, but God is bringing a new elasticity in this season where you can go and do those things and not feel that snap back where you immediately have to rush back here and get things up. But there's going to be this grace to move throughout the different regions as God leads you. So you will establish that second office. You're going to operate from one, operate from the other, as God shows you. It's going to be very strategic in this season, but so that you can go forth. It's going to be set up well by the Spirit of God so that you can go forth healing the land as God leads, guides, and directs you. And I sense that God is even going to open up. He's going to begin to bump you up. There's something about God dealing with you about flying first class. You fly first class? You do. Okay, that's very key, and God's going to connect you. There's angels assigning seats in that first class department so you can be with the right person at the right time to get those right doors open. So they're going before you. So even now, as it's being announced publicly, I sense a new angelic guard being commissioned, a new angelic guard being established, excited that you're stepping into the season, going before you, setting the right opportunities up for you too. Look at billboards. I hear the Lord saying, "What? Tell them to look at billboards. Read billboards everywhere you go. I'm going to put signs up for you. I mean, talking out of literal signs. Read bumper stickers. Read all of that. Because I'm going to go before you and just make it so obvious to let you know that you are on the right track. And most importantly, God wants you both to know that not only does he go before you, he's your rear guard. So all this stuff back here, as you're stepping into the new, God says, I don't even want you looking back. I'm your rear guard. I'm the shield behind you. No backlash, no back surprises, no none of that stuff that the enemy tries to get us to think about. God says, I'm your rear guard. You just keep moving forward. And all this stuff back here, I've got this, says the Spirit of the Lord.
The Lord has spoken that this is a time of honor for Alan Casey. And I was wondering, of all the people that are here, how many of you have ever been blessed by them? Stand up. I want you to stand up. A prayer, a word of encouragement, a prophecy, the lending of their car. We honor you.
Before I pray, Al, I'm going to say one more time, sir, thank you. It's funny, in this climate in our country, there's all this racial unrest and issues between tribes and nations, between the generations of the old and the young. And you have been a remarkable trailblazer to observe as you and your wife together has deliberately decided to honor those who are less experienced than yourself, to add value to those that are different than you. And I'm telling you, as a son in the kingdom, thank you. You added great value to my wife and I even before you really knew us. And I've said it once before, and I will say it again. Thank you. There are others that knew me significantly better than you and have not honored me in the same way. Thank you for your faithfulness. Casey, thank you for your faithfulness. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, O Lord, for what this picture means. How you have allowed us the opportunity as the body of Christ to honor one another, to love one another, to serve one another, even when it hurts, and to do it with great joy and pleasure, recognizing that as long as we've kept our eyes fixed on you, we will continue to feel your pleasure. Lord, we thank you. And we seal all of these words. We seal this time. We seal your work. And all together we jointly say yes and amen. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. Because you are a good father. And you have proved it time and time again by how you work through broken vessels, my Lord, to accomplish extraordinary things. Lord, we observe your work. We observe your hand. And again, Lord, we glorify you and say thank you. And Lord, we also cleave to a hope that you can do extraordinary things through anyone in this room if we yield to you. Because you do masterful work through broken vessels. Lord, be glorified, O Lord, in everyone under the sound of my voice. Continue to be glorified in Al and Casey as they continue to embark on the assignments that you've laid before them, because we know for any individual in this room, our work is far from done. And Lord, we thank you, O Lord, that you will get the glory in it all. In your holy and mighty name, all God's people said, amen.
So stay in an attitude of worship.
Al, hold on a second. It's a song, you guys, with stakes. It was the old Plains Indian tradition. When a warrior got too old, he knew his time was just about up. He'd pick a battle. He would take a stake and a rawhide thong, and he would put the stake in the ground, tie it to his foot. And he would say, I'm not leaving this spot till we win the battle. You will have to put down a stake. You will have to say, this is my battle. This is where I live or die. It's right here. You got 4 months.
And it'll be time to party.
As we were praying for Al, I saw, Al and Casey, I saw the Indian flag over the two of you. The Native American flag, let me say. Native American flag over the two of you. And I really had a strong sense, that's important, that the weight of that mantle, it's a mantle you both carry well. And it's important to move forward in healing the land. And in this season of transition, it's important. Thank you for that. I just had to say that. Spoken twice. Amen.